chase. You're behind the mic with Straight Don't Chaser.
Official podcast show.
Yeah, you're behind the mic. You're behind the mic for news, interviews, and more.
You got all the albums, you came to our show. You live on the website, but still you want more.
So
Shayna, Kathy, Dave, and Tina, ready to go. S&C Fan Chat, time for the show.
Hello again, all you chasers. This is Shayna.
And this is Dave.
And this is Tina. And we would like to welcome you back to our second part of episode 10 of S&C Fan Chat, Behind the Mic with Straight No Chaser. In this part of the episode, we will be talking about a lot of the news and happenings that's been going on in the S&C world, news-wise. And we also announced the winner of our All I Want for Christmas CD-DVD box set giveaway. So get comfy, and here we go. On to our news. So the S&C Fall Tour just wrapped up. Sorry for the really lame present pun. I was really tired when I wrote this. Anyway, okay. So it was a great run. There was 75 shows and 100,000 tickets sold, lots of venues that were sold out. And from what I hear from everybody that was in attendance, all the concerts were great, even the ones that might have had some technical difficulties, you know, with the lights not working and stuff like that. So I haven't heard anybody that wasn't happy with a Straight No Chaser concert, like, ever. So seriously, you
guys have to have it. All the presses. I think it was over. I think it was over 100,000 tickets sold.
Oh, well, I stand corrected. Over 100,000 tickets sold, of course, because, you know, Straight No Chaser is just that awesome.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Well, I thought he was going to announce something, like, really, really pivotal, like, you know, his favorite member or something like that. I was really waiting for this huge, daunting bit of information. He was like, wait a minute, over 100,000, excuse me.
Over 100,000 tickets sold.
Da-da-da!
Awesome sauce. So, yeah, but I hope that everybody that came out for one of the concerts had a blast. If you didn't, you're insane. To be completely honest, something's wrong with you. And you're it. Yeah, so, yeah, but I know I had a blast at my concert, so.
I know I did.
Yeah. So, yeah. Oh, and up next on our news agenda, New Year's Eve with Straight No Chaser, I'm sure as most of you know. Straight No Chaser will be playing a show on New Year's Eve at Reading, Pennsylvania. And we have some new information since our last podcast recording. We just found out, as you might have heard from Walter's interview on our previous part, that Straight No Chaser will be revisiting some of their songs from their IU days, in addition to songs that they've been singing in the past couple of years. So I don't know about you guys, but if I was there, and I so wish that I could be, because I was just listening to Walter talk about it, and I was like, oh, I wish I could be there. But, I mean, for everybody that's going, I'm so excited for them to hear some of these older college tunes. I mean, if there are a whole bunch of really great tunes that they used to sing. And, man, I'd love to hear it. So if any of you listeners out there have any favorites from Straight No Chaser's IU college days, and you'd really love for them to sing a couple songs, hey, shoot us an email and let us know. And we'd love to hear what you listeners would love to hear Straight No Chaser sing on New Year's Eve. I don't know about you guys, but, I mean, Ghost Train, I love that song. And
seriously.
Actually, I could just name them all, like, Dry Campus would be awesome.
Hey, here's a song. Oh, Canada!
Oh, yeah, Dave. Speaking of Canada, Straight No Chaser will be in Canada in February. It's been announced that S&C will be touring Canada next year in 2011 in February, And for all of our northern neighbors, be sure to check out the SNCmusic.com website for more information on when SNC will be closest to you. If you go on to their website and click tour, and you should be able to see all the dates that they're going to be in Canada. And there should also be a link that will let you know how you could buy tickets and from where you can buy tickets. So be sure to check them out and go see them when they're in February, because it's pretty awesome.
Very awesome. I believe that was, what, 14 shows in like 16 days? Is that what we figured out, guys?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
So Canada, make sure you go check them out. We know you've been hollering to see them, and now's your chance. Oh, hi, this is Casey Kasem, and thank you, Shana and Tina and Dave, for inviting me to be here and to celebrate your 10th podcast here. And I see why you want me to do this, because you know what? And Christmas cheers are in the rankings, and who better to do it? None other than me, from Casey Kasem from American.
Wow.
So ranking at Amazon.com, folks, coming in at number 18 in music overall. And then number one, now, folks, we're talking about the Holiday Spirit CD, of course. Number one in holiday, general, Christmas, and opera and vocal music. Coming in at number two on the charts, vocal pop. And then coming in, wow, 209 days in the top 100. I got to tell you, boy, what a long-distance dedication that would be. 209 days. Ooh. Now, folks, your CD. In number 37 in music overall. Number two, vocal and pop classic. Number three in holiday general Christmas music. Coming in at number six in holiday, that includes opera and vocal, and 125 days in the top 100. Wow. CDs beat out artists like Michael Bublé, Trans-Siberian Orchestra, Sarah McLachlan, Mariah Carey, The Carpenters, Josh Groban, Justin Bieber, Andrea Bocelli, Celine Dion, and more. All I Want for Christmas box set comes in at number 52 in music overall, number 3 in box sets, 19 days on the top 100, and just found out that you can buy the SNC Live in New York Holiday Edition on iTunes for just under $10. This is Casey Kasem signing off. Keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars. Bye, folks. Wow, that was pretty good to hear Casey, old Casey, come out and
Yeah, it was great, Dave. Great to hear Casey Kasem.
Now, for those of you podcast listeners who went to go download this podcast, if I had to ask you the least likely person to show up on our podcast, I bet none of you would guess Casey Kasem. Surprise. Surprise.
He broke away from Scooby-Doo for a while.
It was great to have Casey out, see? Celebrity signing all up on the SNC fan chat. Now, with more news, the Straight No Chaser Advent Calendar. So if you visited the Straight No Chaser site during the past month, you see the wonderful web crew has set up an advent calendar that helps us count down to Christmas. Now, guys, if you haven't checked out all the goodies, including fun videos, interviews, drink recipes, which are personally my favorite, surprise there, and more, be sure to take a look before the calendar disappears. And the website for that is christmascountdown.sncmusic.com. Check it out. Take a look. Also, the 12 Days of Christmas fan edition video is up on the Straight No Chaser website. You can find it on the main page. And we here with the SNC fan chat, we want to send a very special congratulations to the 12 winning groups. This video sounds great, And it's even more fun to watch. I love the editing. And the groups look like they had a fantastic time hanging out with the guys and singing and whatnot. And it just goes to show you that Straight No Chasers fans are very talented. Quite talented.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, they are. I was in awe when I watched that video, Tina and Shayna. I mean, such a lot of energy from all the folks that were included in the video, the winners. I know I was thoroughly impressed with the amount of energy that all these groups that won and were included in the video, and it was like the age groups, you know, from the younger kids to the older kids to middle age to how do I say it, guys?
Those that have matured in age and
mature. Thank you.
Good
job by all.
And also, speaking of the 12 Days of Christmas, the original 12 Days of Christmas video that Randy Stein posted on YouTube celebrates this week 3 years of being on YouTube with an astounding 12.5 million views. Big ups to you guys on that one. Congratulations, guys.
Congratulations. Props to you all. Thank you.
Yeah, amazing. And finally, you want to reignite an old flame, not a infatuation flame, but the Get Straight No Chaser on Ellen campaign. Now, some of you might have heard that Ellen had the sing-offs committed on her show, so don't you think that it's about time that they had Straight No Chaser on her show, too? Send tweets and Facebook posts to her and submit a form to suggest that they have Straight No Chaser on the show.
Also, if you go to Facebook, just do a search for Get Straight No Chaser on Ellen. Again, go to Facebook and just search Get Straight No Chaser on Ellen and do a like and join the Facebook page. And on the Facebook page, there is a link on the left-hand side, and it takes you basically to the Ellen page that allows you to fill out your suggestion, say, hey, I really want to see Straight No Chaser on your show. So, again, Get Straight No Chaser on Ellen on Facebook. And, again, that takes you to the Facebook page, and the link will be right there on the left-hand side.
Mm-hmm. And you can also find the link in the podcast show notes if you go to our blog, snccfanchat.blogspot.com. And you will also see a link, a little banner, if you're on the main page, and if you scroll down a little bit, you'll see a little banner with the 10 of the guys on stage, and it'll say, Get Straight No Chaser on Ellen. Click here to find out how. And then you can click on that link as well if you still need to find a way to get to the Facebook page. But like Dave said, just go to Facebook and go search for Get Straight No Chaser on Ellen. And like the page, and let us know that you submitted a form. Okay, now it's the time that I'm sure many of you have been waiting for. We're going to announce the winner of our All I Want for Christmas box set giveaway.
Was it me? Was it me? Was it me? Was it me? Was it me?
No, Dave.
Sorry,
silly.
Dave.
just asking.
All right, so for those of you that might not have, who might not know, a few weeks ago we announced that an anonymous donor had so generously donated a box set to us, the SNC Fan Chat, to give away. So we asked people to submit their stories, telling us why they thought they deserved to win the box set and how they first discovered Straight No Chaser. We received about 60 entries, and with each entry came an amazing story. I mean, we really wish we had more box sets to give away, but unfortunately we don't.
You're absolutely right, Jaina. I read every entry, and I was moved. I was moved by every one of them, and thank you so much to everyone that entered. Your stories, your comments were definitely well-received by all of us. I know, Tina, you too?
Yeah, I read every single entry that came through the email account. And, you know, if anyone had to ask, I would tell you that Straight No Chaser fans are definitely the most loyal, dedicated, and giving fans of any fandom. So big congratulations to the winner, and, you know, thank you, everyone, for entering. We wish we had a box set for everyone, but, you know, maybe one day.
So anyway, we, your SNC Fan Chat host, narrowed it down to 5 entries. Then we got an unbiased person who shall remain nameless, narrowed it down to 2. Thank you, unbiased, unnamed person. And basically, we were torn between 2 entries and then suggested to us that we flip a coin to choose the winner. So I guess that's what we're going to do, guys.
Let's do it.
I'm going to do something different. I'm going to go on random.org so then you can see that we didn't botch up the coin toss or anything. So I am on my iPod Touch right now. I'm generating a number one. It's a number between 1 and 2. And I'm going to press the generate button, and it's going to give me a random number
between one or two. So you're saying that two-headed coin that had my name on both sides, we're not going to use that one anymore?
Sorry, Tina.
Wow. Unmerry Christmas to me.
I know. All right, so, and then I'll also post the screen cap on there so you can, on our website, so you can make sure and be sure that we didn't botch it up and use Tina's double-sided, double-headed coin.
Hater.
So, are you ready?
I'm ready and waiting, although it's not going to be me.
Congratulations to, drum roll, please. Kristen Kufta. I'm so sorry if I botched up your name. I'm very bad at names. Either of you, could you know how to say her name?
I can go to my book page and look. No, I know who Kristen is. Friended her like a month ago. Very, very nice Facebook friend, I can tell you that. Congratulations, Kristen. Your story definitely moved me. One of my favorites for sure.
Yeah. I did the number that came up was number one, and we assigned Kristen number one and our other entry number two. Unfortunately, we're very sorry for all of you out there that were hoping that they could get the box set, but we want to send our congratulations to Chris, so congratulations. We'll be contacting you very shortly via email to get your contact information so we can send you the box set. So once again, congratulations.
Congratulations, and I just want to add this. I know Tina and Shana, you said this already, but just to reiterate, it's such a shame we didn't have more box sets to give away because the entries were just phenomenal. Thank you again to everybody for entering.
Yeah, like Dave said, it was all the entries were extremely, extremely moving, and it was so hard for us to narrow down the list to our top 5 and even harder to select a winner, which is why we left it all up to fate. So once again, congratulations, Kristen, for winning the box set. And we'll be contacting you shortly, so check your email. Congratulations.
For sure. Well, guys and listeners, that's a wrap for this episode. All right, excuse the lame pun on rapping, okay. But
that was me.
Season. Hey, but don't forget to send your comments, questions, suggestions to our email address at sncfanchat@gmail.com. And until next time, remember, you can't please any of the people any of the time. Take care, folks. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Bye-bye.
Holla. Bye. Have a good new year, and we'll see you in 2011.
So Shana, Kathy, Dave, and Tina, ready to go. S&C Fan Chat, time for the show.